last broadcast before Christmas. Can you believe 2021 is already over? Next Saturday is Christmas. Our radio affiliates have special programming, so we won't be here. There will be special Christmas programming. So we'll talk to y'all January 1st. We will be live for New Year's Day. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions, 411-923. Or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to send a picture or a short video. You need a little help with plant or insect identification. And a favor we'd like to ask of our listening audience, go to rosieonthehouse.com. On the homepage, the right-hand side, as you scroll down, you'll see a little red bar called Quick Links. And in there, there's a three-minute survey. Click on that. We'd like to hear listener opinion as we put together our programming outline for upcoming years. We've got some questions there. We'd like to hear from you about what you enjoy and what you'd like to hear more of here at Rosie on the House. This is every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Next year will be the start of our 34th year in broadcasting, and we're always, forever, looking for ways to improve and bring you the content you want. So help us out. Fill out that survey. We would greatly appreciate it. And we're talking landscape and gardening this morning with Jay Harper in our Outdoor Living Hour. We've got Christmas trees. I pulled an article out of the Casa Grande Dispatch about even Christmas trees are in shortage. I'm like, really? Really? It's not like we're importing them from overseas. It's not like they're stuck on containers. Well, one of the things was like we don't have enough truck drivers.
Trucking is the big problem with a lot of that stuff.
And I don't think we have any shortage of truck drivers. We drive a lot of freeway miles. We've been in the last year to Tulsa, to Des Moines, to Vegas. And with the trailers that we haul, a lot of times you can't get in and out of regular diesel pumps where cars fill up. So we got to go through the semi-truck lanes. I mean, every single Loves or Travel America or Flying J, I mean, you're waiting four or five truckers deep. I think the demand for products has just gone up, and they haven't been able to fill the truck driver position. It's not like we've lost any truck drivers, in my opinion, driving the freeway miles. But anyway.
Well, talking to some of the trucking company owners that I know, they're short drivers.
They're short on drivers, or is it?
Maybe they're short drivers because they have more demand for drivers than they had before. But
that would be the question I ask, because we're short on labor, but we don't have any less people in the company. We just have more that we need to get done.
Good point. Yeah. That still doesn't get your product here if you need
to
get it here.
It doesn't. But every nursery I've passed, I've seen a decent amount of trees still on the lot. Even last night, I was taking note. Driving home. If you haven't got your tree yet, look very closely, because they've probably been out on the lot a couple weeks.
Well, you certainly want to buy from a lot that has covered trees or keeps their trees well covered and well wet down and moist. If they're sitting out on an asphalt lot in full sun, yeah. They, you know, it's not like they get shipments of Christmas trees every day. So if you wait till towards the end, you're going to get a fresher cut tree. These trees were probably all cut at the same time in Oregon or, you know, wherever they're coming from, and were shipped. And, you know, they've been kept rolled up in storage somewhere. So, yeah, they're not getting any fresher if you wait. And certainly make sure that you really be observant to the tree lot you're buying from, that they are taking good care of their trees once they get them in. So, and ideally, even the trees that are standing up that you're selecting from are in the shade and in water. You know, they have, you know, the stand that they have it in should be the type that holds water, and they should be in the shade. Just my recommendations.
And a fresh cut always before. A lot of the lots I've noticed will do that
almost,
for you now.
Almost all of them, that I'm aware of, do it automatically, but certainly ask them to do it if they don't. And make sure they drill you a new hole, too, so that you've got a good straight hole to put your stand in.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Drilling that thing in you.
And if it isn't, my gosh, right. You've got to.
Now you're bending legs of the stand.
Yeah, and putting magazines under things.
Jennifer and I got really lucky this year. The little tree I brought home, we wet it down and let it sit in a 5-gallon bucket of water overnight and then brought it in. That thing drank, and we've got one of those big green tree stands.
Right.
I don't know. It must hold close to a gallon and a half of water.
Mm-hmm.
It drank the entire tree stand in about a day and a half.
And that's a good point. So make sure you keep it full of water, because if it goes dry, then it could lose its ability to take up any more water.
On the other hand, I bought one for the office, and they put a fresh cut on it, Jay. Uh-huh. It did not take one drop. After 2 days, it was already dropping ornaments. I thought it was beautiful. I brought it in, and everybody's like, "What's wrong with that tree?" My eyes were just closed, I guess, to what was really happening.
So I always am a big proponent of the bounce test or the pull test. So if you got a tree in the lot, you know, pull on the needles, bounce the tree if you can a couple times, see how much falls off, how easy the needles pull out.
We did that after I got it home.
There's always green spray paint.
Romy walked in the back of the office. He said, "Who picked that tree out?"
Oops. Mom said, "I did that." Oh, I should. Oops. Let me rephrase that.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Doggone it.
How are we blessed with this beautiful tree? You know, there's a lot of products that they will try and sell you to add to the water and stuff, but just water's
fine.
You're not keeping it for more than a month.
Make sure you got water.